Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The movie The Doctor is the story of a young surgeon, Dr. Jack McKee, whose future is radically changed by a cough that just won't go away and a raspiness in his voice. The cause? Cancer of the larynx. Dr. McKee, who had surrounded himself with the trappings of luxury, powerful sports car, a picture-perfect home, expensive clothes, and a beautiful wife, has little, if any, use for compassion. In fact, he views it as weakness. He tells the doctors he trains that a surgeon's responsibility is to be good, get in and get out, save the patient's life. Being emotionally involved with your patient, he says, is a hindrance. McKee did his surgery with music filling the operating theater, making borderline remarks to the nurses and wisecracks with fellow doctors. Then, in a fit of laughter, Dr. McKee began to cough up blood. A subsequent exam by a pretty new female doctor who was all business burst his bubble of superficiality. "Doctor," she said, "you have a growth on your larynx." Bang, just like that. His future is on hold. The expensive toys become meaningless. Soon, the doctor becomes a patient. His status as a staff surgeon is reduced to being that of the bearer of a blue hospital medical card. Now he's a number, a statistic. He waits his turn like everybody else, and he chafes at the system. Yelling, "Do you know who I am?" doesn't really matter to the corps of nurses and hospital attendants. Minus his white coat and stethoscope, he's just another patient. Based on Dr. Ed Rosenbaum's book, A Taste of My Own Medicine, the movie is a graphic picture of how easy it is to lose touch with the reality of what is happening to the people whose lives we touch every day. Following unsuccessful attempts to treat the growth with radiation, the doctor is forced to confess his dislike and abuse of a fellow surgeon and asks him to remove the growth. The surgery succeeds. And following a frustrating recovery, McKee again begins to brief his surgeons in training. This time it's different. He begins by lecturing his interns on the fact that people they are working with are human beings, and that someday they will be on the other end of the knife too, so they had better learn what compassion is all about. He orders them to remove their white coats, put on hospital gowns, and be patients for 72 hours so they can learn how it is when a person has to depend on the professional. If he understood what he was doing, he didn't indicate it. But McKee was really acting out what Jesus said long ago. "In everything, do to others," he said, "what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." There's one thing for sure. A surgeon who is reduced to being a patient never again presumes to be the skillful manipulator of organs and sick bodies. He's learned compassionate care by being on the other side of the scalpel. I have to say, in defense of the medical profession, most of the people I have worked with in medicine are there, not because of the money which they make, but because they do care about other people. Whether you are a minister, a doctor, a nurse, a bus driver, or a social service worker, it is people with flesh and blood to whom we minister, not clients, patients, or customers. Putting yourself in the position of the other one goes a long way to bringing compassion to touch the healing of mankind. Think about it. People are individuals with fears, hopes, expectations, and disappointments. And beneath the veneer of the image we often project, we're all very much the same when it comes to matters of life and death. Jesus had it right. "Whatever ye would that men should do to you, even so do ye to them." You can download what you've just heard by going to our webpage at www.guidelines.org.